And welcoming Max Martini to KRDO's Afternoon News. Max has got a connection with one of our local talk show hosts, Ben Bueller Garcia, who hosts American Warrior Radio. You hear that one every Sunday at 9 a.m. And Max and Ben both found out recently that they have hearts and souls for service and support to members of the military. You might recognize Max's name as a very prominent TV and film. Do you mind me calling you a star, Max? Is that okay?
No, I don't mind.
Well, you've worked awfully hard to earn the distinction. You're very kind. Max, you go all the way back to Saving Private Ryan and further back than that, right?
Well, actually, Saving Private Ryan was probably, I think that was my first military film. And then I went on, to do a series called The Unit, 13 Hours, Captain Phillips. I've been a part of amazing pieces of movie making that have to do with combat.
And along the way, you discovered a love for the military and wanting to get in and serve and support members of the military, active or otherwise. Part of that influence comes from your family background. Do you mind talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, my mother was in law enforcement. My uncle was in law enforcement. My grandfather served in the U.S. Navy. And my dad served in the Navy, although he served in the Italian Navy. He was born in Rome, Italy. So I did have some military in my family. But I would say that being a part of these movies and, you know, suddenly realizing that largely my base of friends was military and that some of those friends were dealing with post-combat injuries, emotional and physical injuries, that's really what inspired me to get out and start getting involved with veteran-based charities and helping our service people that are in need.
You've seen firsthand, close up, personally, just how difficult lives can become when somebody is afflicted with PTSD and other ailments that come from service in the military, combat related or otherwise.
Yeah, there's the three charities that I'm supporting through this movie, Sergeant Will Gardner. Are doing incredible work. They have three different approaches. Just quickly, it's the Gary Sinise Foundation. Everyone's aware of Gary's work within the veteran community. He's just a force to be reckoned with. And Warrior's Heart is another charity that's based out of Texas, and Higher Ground USA out of Sun Valley, Idaho. Quickly, Higher Ground uses recreational therapy. Warrior's Heart is not only helping military veterans, but also law enforcement. I think to enter that program, you have to have a chemical or alcohol dependency. And then once you're in the program, they also address PTS. And then Gary is doing everything from entertaining the troops to outfitting homes, retrofitting homes for veterans that are disabled. So they're all three doing different things, but they're changing lives dramatically daily, and just such a wonderful thing for our veterans that are in need.
Yeah, and it is the movie Sergeant Will Gardner that brought you and Ben Bueller Garcia together. You talking over that, that's where you both discovered that heart and soul you have for members of the military. You want to serve and support them. So Sergeant Will Gardner is a movie that is out. It is available, and you say it's on, you can get it on Amazon and a couple of other places.
Amazon,
as well?
Yes, sir. Amazon, iTunes, Vudu. Those are the three best platforms to find it. It's a different kind of story about a combat veteran that returns from his tour, suffering from these ailments. But the story is very inspirational. It inspires hope. I think it alleviates a little bit of the notion that there's a stigma attached to coming forward and asking for help. It's not a show of weakness, you know. So I think, and additionally, the character in the film inspires, it should inspire other veterans that have gone through the healing process to get out and help their fellow soldiers. The movie is giving 30% of its profits to those three charities that I mentioned, which I don't believe has ever been done in Hollywood. So there's a really wonderful driving force behind the film, and please support it.
And the icing on the cake here is that you spent recently, An Hour with Ben Buehler Garcia. And we're going to hear that interview this coming Sunday at 9 o'clock here on KRDO News Radio. You'll be able to catch it by live stream as well at KRDO.com. We'll post it as a podcast, KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts, and the entire interview will be there. I'm salivating to hear that, and I hope everybody else is too. And I hope that that time that you spent together with Ben and the work that you're doing is, as you say, truly inspirational to people to want to reach out and help in the veterans community as much as we can.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for airing that interview. It's a great help, and I myself and the cast of Sergeant Will Garner, like I said earlier, we're all supporters of the military, and we're fighting for a very important cause. You know, the injuries. Sadly, they're not front page news anymore. That there's still soldiers suffering out there, and the numbers are quite sobering. So, it is important. And anyone that served, I thank you for your service. And again, thanks for having me on the program.
Max Martini, thank you so much for all the work you do and service and support to members of the military. Again, Sergeant Will Garner is the film that we can see you in. That's a wonderful storyline. Trying to take the stigma out of asking for help. 30% of the profits from that film will go to support veterans' causes. Sinise Foundation, Warrior's Heart, Higher Ground USA. Get it on Amazon, iTunes, and Vudu.